Good morning. It's Friday, August 27th, 2 days before our grand reopening at our Lewis Center campus and our new facility on 7404 Graphics Way. And what an exciting time, a day that we've been praying about for a long time, a day that hopefully you have invited several of your coworkers and friends and family members to join us on Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at our LifePoint Lewis Center campus, and just really anticipating that special day as we've been praying for that a long time. And obviously would encourage you to continue to pray for that today and tomorrow. And we're actually having a 24-hour prayer service on the 28th and the 29th. Four people for 24 hours will be reading through the entire Bible, as well as spending time just praying for God's favor and for God just to do an amazing work on the 29th at our Lewis Center campus and at all of our campuses as well. So just a special time. So my name is Kyle Connell, and I serve as our college young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. And as I was just thinking about the grand reopening on Sunday and just praying for that and in just anticipation of all that, it's also this time of year where we go back to school, and my kids are going back to school and this week. And so just been praying for them and praying for their teachers and just for God to use them to be a light on their campuses. And so I just thought it might be an encouragement today if we just spent some time praying specifically for our teachers. And I came across an article by a former professor of mine at Southeastern Seminary, Dr. Chuck Lawless, and he gave some reasons why we should pray for our teachers. And I just want to share a couple of those. He said that they may be the most stable adults available in the lives of some students. You know, and I think about that. God alone knows that all the students face at home, right? I mean, some of these students, just it's unbelievable what they go through at home. And in their lives, a faithful teacher may be the most consistent adult around. And so we need to pray for our teachers. Many of our teachers are trying to be Christian in a lost world. There are a lot of Christian teachers in our schools, and they want to inspire their colleagues. They want to inspire their students, but they're usually outnumbered by non-believers, right? And so they need our prayers. They feel a genuine call to teach. Many of our teachers really want to be in the public school system. I was talking to one of our former college and young adults who's now teaching in the Columbus schools, and that's exactly where he wanted to be, right? Because he really felt called to work hard and to be a light in the darkness and to working in that environment. And so, man, we just want to lift up our teachers. And then, you know, it's a tough job. I mean, I think back to over the last year and a half, I'm not a good teacher. I don't know about you, but it was hard to teach my kids when they were home because of COVID and different things. And so, man, it can be a tough job. And so we want to just remember our teachers and pray for them. And so if you'll just spend some time with me today, and we're just going to pray for our teachers. Will you just pray with me then? And then when I'm done, you can pray for a couple of minutes on your own as well. And I would just encourage you again to pray for your children. If you don't have any children, pray for parents and students that you do know, for teachers that you do know. And just that God, again, would allow them to be a light sometimes in a dark world. But let's pray for our teachers. Let's pray that that they will be constantly reminded, especially on difficult days, of the reason that they embraced a call to pour their lives into this next generation. And just let's just pray that they can find an effective time during the day, especially these Christian teachers, to get alone and just to pray and just to take a breath and regroup and effectively continue to engage with your child. And God, we just want to pray that those who teach our children, that they'll have an overwhelming sense of peace and calmness, Father, in moments of stress and chaos, maybe a rebellious student. God, just it's just one teacher sometimes with so many students. And Father, we just pray that they will possess wisdom and that they'll show grace and mercy when necessary, and also just be able to discern when to discipline and when sternness is fitting. Father, we pray for teachers' ability to effectively and clearly teach the subject matter to all students in a way that they can understand. Lord, I pray for unity within the teacher-parent relationships and teacher-student relationships. And Father, we just pray for unity and effective teamwork between teachers between the administration towards an optimal learning atmosphere, Lord, for the children. God, we pray for teachers' personal lives, Lord, that we wouldn't forget that they have responsibilities, that they have interests outside of the classroom, to-do list, right? Spouses, children, friends, hobbies, churches, where they may serve. And God, we pray for those teachers, again, who are Christians, Father, that they would see their primary task as loving your children like Jesus would by reflecting the gospel to them, which is often a challenge in a non-Christian environment. So, Father, remember that one of Jesus' most common titles was rabbi, a Jewish title meaning teacher. Father, it is a high calling. It's a major responsibility to be a teacher today. And Father, we just lift them up to you, and we pray that you would just give them patience, Lord, and that you would use them in mighty way. I pray for our Christian teachers. God, thank you for the responsibility that you have put them and given to them. Lord, thank you for the calling that they have accepted. May they be a light in a dark world. Father, I pray that they would shine bright, that they would be an encouragement to their peers, that they would be an encouragement to students and administrators. And God, that you would just use them in a way that only you can use them. Lord, I pray for the students as well. God, I pray for middle school and high school and elementary students. God, we pray for our college students that will be going back onto lost campuses. And Lord, just use them. Lord, again, help them to be a light. Help them be an encouragement to others. Help them to see that, Father, you have placed them there to have gospel conversations, that you have put them in situations, God, where they can share the good news of Jesus Christ with those around them. Lord, give them courage and boldness. Lord, we know that you have given us power through your Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray that you would give us opportunities to serve and to act on that. God, again, thank you for this time together. And Lord, we look forward to worshiping you on Sunday. Father, just in an environment, Lord, where we can give you honor and praise and glory. In Jesus' name I pray.